Now the question, the answer depends on first the concept of beauty. What is the Islamic concept of beauty? That should be understood. So that's very difficult to explain. What a woman looks like, whether she looks, appears to be beautiful in certain dress or certain manner of certain fashions, that is a very difficult question to answer, because it varies from place to place and nation to nation and time to time as well. Whatever Islam tells us is this, that women should not adopt a way of life or a manner in which they should appear more like men than women. They should behave and act like women, like women as they are. There should not be any deception involved. So as far as the shortening of hair goes, if that is done with the purpose of looking like boys, this I can say is un-Islamic, positively. And sometimes they go to that extent as well. But apart from that, I find no reason of declaring any particular style of fashion as un-Islamic, unless it contradicts with a special particular injunction of the Holy Quran, or is in contradiction with a clearly laid down principle, or an implied principle even, of Islam. So here I can declare this part of the question is again not very clear how far the hair is short, for what purpose the hair has been made short. If it is so short that it enters the region of men's fashion or men's style of hair, then it is forbidden. Similarly, if men grow their hair to the length that they look like ladies, and this is the intention also, here in Europe such mad things are happening, that is against Islam. But otherwise, for a lady to adopt a fashion which is not that of Jahiliyyah, that is permitted. Adornment for the lady is a birthright, and that makes her position distinct from men. While men are forbidden to adorn, apart from in the manly fashion, which is limited of course, ladies are given full right by the Holy Quran to adorn themselves. Only the Holy Quran says that adornment should not be for showing your beauty to those to whom you are forbidden to exhibit your beauty. Except for that condition, within homes, ladies are permitted. Before certain people, they are permitted to appear, to adorn themselves, to make appear more beautiful. Nothing wrong with that. So, as far as the second part of the question goes, what is that?
Lengthening
of hair. Now this is so horrible to me that I wonder if somebody really considers it it's a beautiful thing. Ladies with grown hair, grown nails, appear to me more like cats than ladies. So it depends. If some husbands prefer this, I see no objection, as long as cleanliness is not adversely affected. Now here again, we'll have to apply an implied principle. Islam does not promote uncleanliness in any way. So if they keep their grown nail clean inside out, and there is no question of any bacteria or any filth lodging within those crevices, then it's okay. Okay as far as religion goes. But as far as human sensibilities go, I doubt if it's an advisable thing to do. And moreover, some ladies lose their temper very easily. It's a warning to men rather than a point of adornment or protection for them.